This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. An AP source says a U.S. strike in Afghanistan killed top al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zahari. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
A source tells the Associated Press top al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zahari was killed over the weekend in a U.S. military strike in Afghanistan. No other details were immediately available, but the White House announced President Joe Biden would address the nation Monday night. Al-Zahari was thought to have succeeded Osama bin Laden as al-Qaeda's leader. At his retirement news conference in June 2011, Defense Secretary Robert Gates said bin Laden had an advantage over al-Zawahiri.
He had a peculiar charisma that I think Zawahiri does not have.
Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United Nations chief has a warning about the threat of nuclear danger.
We have been extraordinarily lucky so far, but luck is not a strategy, nor is it a shield from geopolitical tensions boiling over into nuclear conflict. Today, humanity is just one misunderstanding, one miscalculation away from nuclear annihilation.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres gave the dire warning Monday at the opening of the long-delayed high-level meeting to review the landmark 50-year-old treaty aimed at preventing the spread of nuclear weapons and achieving a nuclear-free world. He cited the war in Ukraine and the threat of nuclear weapons to conflicts in the Middle East and Asia. Two regions, he said, were edging towards catastrophe. Gutierrez said the meeting is taking place, quote, at a time of nuclear danger not seen since the height of the Cold War. The first shipment of Ukrainian grain since the Russian invasion in February left the port of Odessa on Monday under a landmark deal to lift Moscow's naval blockade in the Black Sea. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Amid reports, U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is to visit Taiwan this week. The White House is warning China not to escalate what it calls its irresponsible rhetoric to a military show of force. The details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
While declining to confirm House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will travel to Taiwan, which China claims is a rogue province, White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters on Monday that officials in Beijing are overreacting to the possible visit by the high-ranking U.S. politician.
There's certainly no reason for this to come to blows. There's certainly no reason for this to escalate.
Kirby said the Chinese, who have objected strenuously to any Taiwan visit by Pelosi, warning of resolute and strong measures if she does make the trip, appear to be positioning themselves to take action.
These potential steps from China could include military provocations, such as firing missiles in the Taiwan Strait or around Taiwan, operations that break historical norms, such as large-scale air entry into Taiwan's air defense identification zone.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in New York said if China tries to create some kind of crisis or otherwise escalates tensions, that would be entirely on Beijing. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Libyan authorities say at least 9 people were killed and 76 injured after a fuel tanker truck fire and explosion. The emergency services says the incident took place in the central town of Bent Baya on Monday. The state-run Libyan news agency said the tanker truck overturned before catching fire and exploding. A man who stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of last year gets 7 years in prison, AP correspondent Mike Hemben reports.
Guy Reffitt has been sentenced to 87 months, or 7 years and 3 months, behind bars. That's 2 years longer than the previous longest sentence for a Capitol riot defendant, but it is less than half of the length of the 15-year term requested by a federal prosecutor. According to a court filing, prosecutors say Reffitt told other members of the Texas Three Percenters militia group that he planned to drag House Speaker Nancy Pelosi out of the Capitol building by her ankles, with her head hitting every step on the way down. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Recapping our top story, an AP source says a U.S. drone strike in Afghanistan this weekend killed Ayman al-Zahari, who took over as al-Qaeda leader after Osama bin Laden's death in a United States raid. U.S. President Joe Biden set to announce the killing later this evening, delivering a significant counterterrorism win just 11 months after American troops left the country. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.